Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Samech. We are holding on Daf Samech Dalet Amud Beis. We are at the first wide line, last word on the line. Hanu Shalosh Nashim on Daf Samech Dalet Amud Beis. Today's sponsored by, once again, by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. And Leon Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Alah Shalom, the Nesham Shav Naliyah. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yom Yishir. What we're going to discuss today is, first we're going to finish up the heroic stories of Mordechai, understanding the ways that people spoke and how he was able to deduce halachos based on the ways that people had said something. And the Gemara is going to discuss what qualified him to serve on the Sanhedrin and what made him special as far as a member of the Sanhedrin. Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to talk about the process of Ktziras HaOmer and the unique conversations that they had around the Ktziras HaOmer. And the Gemara is going to bring a brisa where it discusses all of the different some of the different debates that took place between the Chachamim and the Minim, the Apikorsim, and certain Dinim that they were Koveya because of the Chachamim defeating the Apikorsim in those debates. That the debates include about when to celebrate the Yom Tov of Shavuos, what does Mimacharas HaShabbos mean, and the debates include about the Korban Tamid, certain things relating to the Korban Tamid, and the Gemara is going to discuss what the Rayas are to the Baitusim, against the Baitusim, in terms of what Mimacharas HaShabbos means. And then on Amud Beis, in the second part of Amud Beis, or at the end of Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to bring another Braisa relating to Sfiras HaOmer. And it's also going to explain why Mimachras HaShabbos means the day after the first day of Pesach and not the day after Shabbos, meaning that Sfira does not always start on a Motzai Shabbos, but rather it's on the day after the first day of Pesach. So let's begin. Again, we are holding at the first wide line on Daf Samech Dalid Amud Beis. Kimata Omer, Hanu Shalosh Nashim, the Da'esu Shalosh Kinin. There were three women that brought to the Beis HaMikdash three sets of birds. Chada Amra, one of them said that Lizivasi, that I'm bringing this set of birds for my Ziva. V'chada Amra, and one said Liyamasi, I'm bringing this Liyamasi. V'chada Amra Leonasi, and the third one said I'm bringing this Leonasi. So Sabra Mina, they assumed that the one that said Zivasi is Zava Mamish, that the halacha is that a Zava has to bring either Shtei Sarim or Shnei B'nai Yona, Echad Liola V'Echad L'Chatas. The halacha is that when a woman becomes a Zava Gedola, not only does she require Shiva Nekiyim and going to the mikvah, but there's also a Chiyuv of Karbanos. So they assumed that that's what she meant. I've told the story in the past. We just honored Rav Neuberger at the Ritz dinner last night. Rav Neuberger tells the story that when they first built the mikvah in Tinek many decades ago, they had a zoning, they were challenged in the zoning board and they had to present what it was about, and there was one guy on the board, on the zoning board, that kept on asking questions. What happens in this place? What are you doing in this place? Like, well, there's a shower, there's a bath, there's a ritual bath. No, what else are you doing in this place? Tell me what you do. And then they're like, what do you want from us? And he said, are you slaughtering birds? And they're like, what are you talking about? He said, it says in the Bible, it says in Leviticus that when the woman has a flow and whatever, so they slaughter birds. So the guy was right. They do slaughter birds. Not in the mikveh. We don't slaughter birds in the mikveh. But when there's a Beis HaMikdash, you slaughter birds also when a woman is a Zava Gedola. So the woman that said the Zivasi, they imagined that means that she was bringing Shnei Torim or Shnei B'nai Yona, Echad Liola V'Echad L'Chatas. And they assumed that the one that said Liyamasi means Liyamasi Mamish, meaning that that's also Ziva, that she was flowing like the Yam. That's not literally, meaning this is using the word Mamish the way people often use literally now, that it's not literally a Yam. It means that's a figure of speech, but it means that it's her Ziva, that it's a flow of blood that lasts for 3 days during the Yud Aleph Yom Shebe Nida Lenida, that would make her into a Zava Gedola. Le'onasi, Le'onasa. That Le'onasi means Le'onasa, which means for the time of bringing the carbon, the carbon that a Zava brings, which is on the eighth day, meaning the day after she finishes her Shiva Nekiyim. So Dekulu, all three of these women, Chada Chatas, Chada Ola, they imagined as one for a Chatas, chatos, one bird for a chatos, one bird for an ola, because that's what a zavuk gedola brings. Is echad the chatos, v'echad the ola. Oh, but Mordechai was there. So Amalu, Mordechai says, wait, are you sure that's what they meant? Maybe the one that said that she's bringing lizivasi, shema bizov sikna. Maybe when she said that, she meant that she was bleeding a lot, and therefore she was in danger of dying. She thought she was going to hemorrhage and bleed out. So she took a nedava as a result of that to bring a set of birds. In the Yerushalmi it has a different thing. It says that shema ze'ev ba litol espana, that maybe there was a wolf that came to take her child, and as a result of her sense of gratitude that her child was saved, so it's ze'evasi or ze'ev as opposed to zivasi. But okay, in our version of the story, it's that she was saying that she was bleeding so much that it was mamish sakana, and therefore she wanted to have a sense of hoda'a, to bring a karban as a sense of hoda'a to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that she was saved. It's interesting that if it was a threat to the child, so nowadays what we do instead of bringing karbanos when we have a sense of gratitude, if a person was in sakana, is that we bench gomel. But if it was something to the child, we don't bench gomel. You don't bench gomel when a sakana happens to a child, because the nusach of the bracha is hagomel l'chayavim tovos shegomel alani kol tov. L'chayavim means that people who deserved it, that Kodesh Baruch Hu was gomel chesed to someone who really deserved to have a bad outcome. A child never deserves a bad outcome. A child's not a bar onshin at all, so not a bar chiyuva at all. So the nusach doesn't fit for a child. So people often, when they ask about, my child ran into the street, was almost hit by a car, this or that, whatever the story may be, they always ask, should I bench, when should I bench gomel? How do I bench gomel? Or things like, the answer is, you don't bench gomel. They're always disappointed to hear that because, they feel like they need to bench gomel. But then you explain the reason, and people generally, they like that reason, that a child is not a chayiv, and, they could live with that reason. They also usually don't like the follow-up, which is, but you should express hakaras hatov, you should give a lot of tzedakah. You should give a good amount of money to tzedakah to express hakaras hatov. Not everyone likes it. They'd rather say a bracha. Okay, so so maybe that's what it meant. Shema be'ena sikna. And the one that said that she's bringing la'onasi, maybe that she had a problem with her eyes and it was a sakana. Dekulu alusninu. Shem be'yam sikna also was about that, that she was tovea be'yam, she was drowning and it was sakana for her. And then Shema be'ena sikna, maybe yet she had some sort of eye ailment that was dangerous. Dekulu alusninu. That if that's the case, then there's not echol chatos v'echol yola. They're all olus nedava, so it's all going to be karbanos ola. So baduk v'yashkach, they found that Mordechai was right, that that's what these women meant. It was just a figure of speech, and none of them were a zava gedola. V'hainu ditzran, that's what the Mishnah says in Masech Hashkalim, when it talks about who the appointees were in the Beis Hamikdash for important jobs, that Psachya alakinin, that Psachya was the one who was in charge of the monies that went toward paying for the kinim, for the sets of birds that they would use in the Beis Hamikdash. And who's that? Zemordechai. This Psachya is Mordechai. So he was involved in all the discussions relating to the birds. Laman nikra shmo Psachya. Why is he called Psachya? Sheposeach dvarim vidorshan aviodeh b'shivim lashon. That he knew how to interpret that which people said, and he was able to understand what their true intention was, and he knew 70 languages. So ask the Gemara, what's the big maila that he knew 70 languages? Meaning that he was clever and he figured out what people meant when they used figures of speech. Okay, that not everybody does. But Kulu Sanhedrin nami yadi shivim lashon. It was a qualification to be on the Sanhedrin that you had to know 70 languages. Why is that a special maila that's about Mordechai, that he knew shivim lashon? Tam Rabbi Yochanan ein mo shivim b'Sanhedrin ella, in order to serve in the Sanhedrin, you need the following qualifications. Bali chachma, that they need to be bali chachma. It doesn't only mean chachma satora, Ben Yoyada points out, because that's obvious that they need to be chachamim in Torah, meaning that doesn't require, meaning that's the obvious prerequisite. No, it means chachma sateva, other chachmos, that there are a lot of different topics that come up when you're serving on the Sanhedrin. There are a lot of different areas of life and halacha that come up, and the interplay between life and halacha. So they need to know these things. They need to be familiar with all the other chachmos to be able to judge the cases. Bale Mara, they have to be good looking. Bale Koma, they have to be tall people. And the reason for that is, Rashi writes here and Masech Sanhedrin, is that people should have an automatic respect for them. When someone is put together and looks imposing and looks impressive, so there's an automatic sense of kavod. Bale zikna, they should be zikenim. Does not mean zikenim muflagim, because the halacha is that you're not supposed to have a zaken muflag on the Sanhedrin, because he's already shachach tzar gidul banim. He's already he lost that rachmanus of what it's like to have young children, where a person has to have a sense of rachmanus. So and you also can't have people who are very young that have not yet been osek in tzar gidul banim, but people of moderate age, balik shafim, they need to be balik shafim, because if the issue is about a mechashef, he has to at least know the malacha. He has to know what exactly it is. So he has to know, so that's what Rashi writes. In Sanhedrin, Rashi writes, they have to be balik shafim in order to execute those mechashvim who put their faith in their kishuf to save themselves from Beis Din, so they need to overcome that, meaning that's if you work with the assumption that there is some actual power in that kishuv. The Yodim Shivim Lashon, most notably for us, for our discussion, is that they need to know Shivim Lashon. So Shalotei Sanhedrin Shamas Mipi HaTorgamon, because when the Balei Din speak in whatever language they're coming from, and this Sanhedrin HaGadol that could be coming from anywhere, it can't be there are things that are lost in translation. So if they're only hearing it, you know, with one of those UN headphones or whatever, right? You know, who knows? Maybe at the UN everyone is really saying nice things about us. But, you know, but there's a lot of things that are lost in translation, and you're not going to be able to hear it properly. They're not going to know exactly the details, the nuances of the case. Tosos in Masech, over here is brings a raya from Masech Sanhedrin on Daf Yud Zayin, that not all of the Dayanim in the Sanhedrin need to speak Shivim Lashon, but at least some of them do. You need to have three Dayanim that speak Shivim Lashon, and Tosa says that it could be that Rabbi Yochanan is only Legabi the Sanhedrin, which is Dan Dini Nefashos, that all of them in such a case would require Shivim Lashon, but a Sanhedrin that's being Dan Dini Mamanus, three of them knowing Shivim Lashon is good enough. The Rambam in Hilch Sanhedrin Perek Beis writes that the Sanhedrin has to be able to speak Berov Halashonos. So the Lech Mishnah says that it's Meduyuk, the Lashon of the Gemara says B'Shivim Lashon, but the Nusach of the Girsa we have is B'Shivim Lashon, the Lech Mishnah says. Our Girsa is Shivim Lashon, not B'Shivim Lashon, but maybe that's the difference, that B'Shivim Lashon is Rov Shivim Lashon as opposed to all Shivim Lashon. But bottom line is, Mordechai would not have been entirely unique if he spoke Shivim Lashon, and therefore that wouldn't be something that we would highlight, that he was so entirely unique to serve in the Sanhedrin because he spoke Shivim Lashon. So, because Shalosh, so as says Gemara, Ella Tav Bayi Lishni V'Darish. What was Mordechai's special Maila? That he knew how to mix all the different languages together and darshan and explain what people meant based on the euphemism from this language crept into that language, and he was able to see where the overlap was and where it managed to impact the way people spoke. V'ahinu D'chsiv, and that's what the Pasuk in Nechemiah says, B'Mordechai Bilshan, that is the nickname was Bilshan, that because his facility with languages was so great, that he understood Gagos Trifim and Ein Socher, like the two stories we saw yesterday, and he knew exactly what that was about. Okay, so now we move on to the discussion in the Mishnah about how they would do the Ktsiras HaOmer. So Ketzad Ein Osin, when they were Kotzer the barley for the Korban Omer, what would they do? So Shluchei Beis Din Yotzim Erev Yom Tov. Shluchei Beis Din would go out on Erev Yom Tov to a field where they would take the Sa'orim from, ideally right near Yerushalayim. Vosros and Krichos B'Mechub LeKarka, and they would bind the stalks together while they were still attached to the ground, while it was still Mechub LeKarka. So that when they go out again on Motzal Yom Tov to do the Ketzira, they're not gonna have to wait very long. It'll be easy to do the harvesting because they're already all bundled together, and it'll be one swing, and you'll get of the sickle, and you'll be able to harvest all of that grain. We don't want to be matriach the tzibur that's there at the Shas Ketzira, and in order to have all the time that you need in order to get the carbon ready for Hakrava and to be matir the Tvua Chadasha as quickly as you can the next morning. So they want to streamline the system. They want to make it as quick as possible on Motzai Yom Tov. So they laid the groundwork. They did preparatory work in advance. All of the cities that are near the location of the sphere, of the Ketzira Saomer, Miskansel Susham, they would all gather together there. Svasemis writes that it could be, this is talking about a case where they couldn't find tevua, they couldn't find grain near Yerushalayim. They had to go to a place more distant from Yerushalayim, like we had in the last Mishnah, and therefore all of the neighboring cities would gather there because it was a big deal that the Karban Omer was coming from their neighborhood. But when it was Karav Yerushalayim, all the Jewish people were all the regal to bring the Karban Pesach, so there already was a massive crowd. They didn't need the people from the Ayaros HaSmuchos to come make a big crowd when everyone was being all the regal and they were doing it right near Yerushalayim. So there was a built-in huge crowd. That's what Svasemis writes. So Kal Yeros Smuchosam is going on the last Mishnah when they had to go to other cities that were not so close to Yerushalayim. So Miskashem Kadeshi Nixer Be'esek Gadol. They wanted it to be a big Esek that they were coming together to do the Ketziras HaOmer. Kibin Shech Shicha, once it became night on Motzoi Yom Tov, meaning Motzoi, the first day of Yom Tov, Omer Lehem, the one who would do the Ketziras, said to the people who are around that, Ba Shemesh, do you think it's nighttime yet? Do you think the Zman Ketzira has arrived? They want to make sure that he wants to make a public statement that we're not being Mechal Yom Tov right now, that we waited until Yom Tov was over. So Omer, the crowd gathered would say, Hin, that yes, it's the Yom Tov is over, and now it's time. The time for Ketzira has arrived. And then he would say, Ba Shemesh, yeah, you think the time is Omer Hin? They would say, yes. And then he would say, Magal Zu, should I use this Magal to do the Ketzira? Omer Hin? They would say, yes, you should use Magal Zu, yeah, this Omer Hin. It was a whole show. They would say, yeah, you should use that Magal. And then he would say, Kupa Zu, should I put the grain in this box? Omer Hin, they would say, yeah, you should put the grain in that box. Kupazoo, this box? Omer Hin, they would say, yes. So if it was B'Shabbos, if the second day of Yom Tov fell out on Shabbos, Omer Lehen, he would then add another step. He would say, Shabbazoo, should I be Mechal Shabbos to do this Ketzira? Omer Hin, they would say, yeah, that the Ketzira Omer is Docha Shabbos. Shabbazoo, Omer Hin, yeah, you should do it even on Shabbos. So Ektzar, is it time? Should I do the Ketzira right now? And they would give him the instruction that that you should be kotzer, that yes. Then he would say ektzar ve'mom lo ktzar. So he would ask shalosh pamim al kol davar v'davar. The Rishonim point out from here that the divrei chachamim are mishulashim, and that's why they say kol nidre shalosh pa'amim. The Rosh says that you say dafka three times whenever you want to say something for emphasis. You're going to do it three times. So it might relate to the idea that three times is a chazaka, so they dafka want to, that's why we say Ashrei three times a day, because whenever you want to say something and you want to emphasize the message of that which you're saying, three times is always, so they would say three times, I'll call davar v'davar, v'hein omrim lo, hein, 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 and they would say yes, 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 on all of his three questions. Kol kach lama, why do they have to ask so many times? Mipnei abaitusim, shayu omrim, ein kisir somer, v'motzai yom tov, because of the Baitusim, who said that Ketziras HaOmer does not happen on Motzei Yom Tov, that Ketziras HaOmer happens on Motzei Shabbos, and therefore they would have to ask it loudly in order to be Motzei Milibim Shel Baitusim, and to show that the Zman of the Ketzira is in fact on Motzei Yom Tov, and that's what Mimachras HaShabbos means. Right? The Pasuk says, Sfartam Lechem Mimachras HaShabbos, and the Baitusim said that it means Shabbos Mamish, and they would always bring the Omer on a Sunday. But the Chum held that Mimachras HaShabbos means Machras Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. Pesach, whether it falls out on Shabbos, whether it falls out on a weekday, and that's what our whole sugi is going to be about today, is about what exactly the rayas were in one direction of the or the other. Now the Karen Ora points out that this whole show was only during the Zman Bayasheni, because that's where there was the Baitusim were making a lot of noise during the period of Bayasheni. So that's when they had to be Hotzi Lahotzi Miliban, Dafka during the period of Bayasheni, not during the period of Bayis Rishon. Now in Pirkei Avos, Parak Aleph Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnah says that Antigonus Ish Socho Kibel Mishuman Atzadik, Hua Yomer Alti Yuka Avadim Mishamsh Nesarav Al Manasle Kabel Pras, Elu Havuka Avadim Mishamsh Nesarav Shalom Al Manasle Kabel Pras. And this Antigonus had two Talmidim. One of them was Tzadok, and the other one was Baitus. And when they heard that Antigonus said this, they didn't understand what he meant, and they understood that he meant that there is no schar in Olam Haba. So that caused them to become apikorsim, to reject the Torah, and they developed a following, and that's where that those are the groups of people that are called the Tzedukim and the Baitusim. So once Tzedukim and Baitus were gaining followers, and they knew that if they were to be kofar b'Torah mamish, the followers aren't going to follow them. People weren't going to buy into a movement where it just outright rejects the Torah. So he said, no, we believe in the Torah Shabbat, we just don't believe in the Torah Shabbal Peh. And that's what for many things they were more mathmir, it was a more demanding religion what they did, but in that sense that's why they had all of these debates with the Chachamim. Okay, so the Gemara brings a brisa that elaborates on some of these debates. Tanu Rabbanan, the Braisa tells us in Megillas Tainis, Ilin Yomaya, that the following days, Delolis Anabahon, you're not allowed to fast on, Umuktsasun Delolimispud Bahon. And some of them you're not allowed to be maspid, you're not allowed to say a spademon either. Meresh Yarcha Denisan Atmanyabe, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, this week, 2 days from now, so that's a Dafyomi Kwinza, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th day of Nisan, Itokum Tmida. The din of the carbon tamid was reinstituted, or was finally resolved, that the Chachamim were right in their debate with the Tzedukim. So they made that a quasi yomtov, where you're not allowed to say a spadim on those days. And if you're not allowed to say a spadim, you're certainly not allowed to fast. Umitmanya bei v'atzof moada, from the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Pesach, itos of Chagad Shvuaya. They came to the resolution of how to resolve the yomtov of Shavuos. The Chachamim were able to win their debate with the Baitusim. So they made Takana that they're not going to fast on those days, but during those days they were allowed to say Hespedim, because it wasn't such a simcha like the days that they won the debate about the Karban Tamid. Because when it comes to Shavuos, the Baitusim didn't have a pasuk that indicated that they were correct, and therefore they were able to overcome them more easily. As opposed to the Karban Tamid, they had a pasuk that was mochiach that they were correct, Rashi says, and therefore it was a more strenuous debate. It was a more difficult debate. So based on how big the pushback was, the celebration was different. Now the Sfasem says, what do you mean they have a pasuk? They had Mimachras HaShabbos. So it is a pasuk that says that it was going to be established on Sunday. So he's matmiya on Rashi, what he means by that. And therefore the Sfasem says that on Aseres there was only one day of the year, so the Chacham could overpower the Tzedukim to a debate that relates to one day of the year. Karban Tamid is every single day, and the Tzedukim had a lot of financial backing, so they could throw a lot of money at bribing Kohanim to do like them, so it was a much more dangerous debate that the Chum were not likely going to be able to overpower and be able to just take charge in terms of what happens in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why it was a much greater celebration when they were victorious on that. Anyway, so we had said in the Braisa, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th day of Nisan, that's when they reestablished the Karban Tamid, or the proper attitude and halachos about the Karban Tamid. So what's about the Karban Tamid? Because the Tzedukim would say, Yachid Misnadev Umevi Tamid, that an individual is able to be Misnadev and bring a Karban Tamid from his own money, whereas the Chacham held that a Karban Tamid has come from Mamun HaTzibur, because it's a Karban Tzibur. My darsh, what are the tzdukim darshin? How do they know that that's true? So why did they think that it was true? So the Gemara says, because it says by the Karmel Talmud, es hakevesa echod ta'aseh baboker, v'es hakevesa shini ta'aseh bein arbaim. So the fact that it says ta'aseh b'loshon yachid sounds like that an individual has the right to do it. Maya hadru, what do the chum say back to the tzdukim? So es karboni lachvi li'ishai tishmeru. It says reich nichochi tishmeru. So from the fact that it says tishmeru b'loshon ramish, that it all comes from the Trumas Halishcha, that it comes from the Tzibur money. From the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Pesach, that's where they were able to resolve the issue about the Yom Tov of Shavuos, and therefore to lol the mispad. They made a din that you're not allowed to say a hespid. So Shayu Baitusan Omrim, because Baitusan said Atzeres Achra Shabbos, that Shavuos is always going to be on a Sunday, because it says So it sounds like you begin the Sfira on a Sunday, which is Mimachras HaShabbos, and Shavuos is therefore always going to be on a Sunday, which is also Mimachras HaShabbos HaShviyas. It's going to be the day after the seventh Shabbos. So Nitvalem Rabbi Yochanan Zakei Va'amar Lehem Shotim Minayin Lechem. How do you know that Mimachras HaShabbos means Shabbos Mamish? V'lo Ya'adam Echad Shayim Meshivo. And no one was able to respond to him, Chutz Mizakein Echad, except for one Zakein from the Baitusim, Shayim Mefat Beit Kenegdo. That was, chirping against him. That was making a noise against Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Va'amar, and he said, Moshe Rabbeinu Oev Yisrael Haya. That Moshe Rabbeinu certainly loved the Jewish people, and he wanted to give hana'a to the Jewish people. V'yodea sha'atzeres yom echad hu. And he knows that the Yom Tov of Shavuos is only a one-day Yom Tov. So Amar v'tikna, so he was misakin that Shavuos should be achar Shabbos, that it should always be on a Sunday. K'dei shu Yisrael misangin shnei yamim, because we know how much everybody loves 2 day Yom Tovim. They prefer 2 days to 1 day. That's why rabbis get all the shaylas. Can I please keep 2 days even when I go to Israel? Because everyone so they knew that Moshe Rabbeinu was an Oev Yisrael and that they're going to want 2 days straight of Yom Tov. So that's why he always set it up in such a way that there was going to be a Yom Tov that follows immediately after a Shabbos. So Karalav Mikrazeh. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said about them this pasuk Acharas Yom Mechorev Derech Har Seir, that it was Acharas Yom from Derech HaSeir Kodesh Barnea. So we see that Bnei Yisrael went from Derech HaSeir, they were able to get to Kodesh Barnea, which is close to Eretz Yisrael, within 11 days. If Moshe Rabbeinu really wanted to make life so easy for the Jewish people, he loved us so much. Lama Yichron B'midbar Abayim Shana. Why, it's an 11-day journey. 40 years, that's a long time for an 11-day journey. So since this Zaken Baitusi was speaking nonsense, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai responded with nonsense, meaning that's obviously wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's choice, but he was responding in kind to the way to the nature of the debate. That's what Rashi points out. So Amar Lo, so the Baitusi said to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Rebbe, bekachata potreni, that's the answer you're going to give me. That answer is not correct at all. So Amar Lo, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says, Shota velotei Torah Shleima Shalanu kasicha b'teilu shalachem, that you can't reject our Torah Shleima with nonsense. And just like we could reject what you're saying, that it's just Sicha B'Tela, you don't have any raya to what you're saying, whereas we have a raya. What's our raya? Kosev Echad Omer, you have one pasuk, Gabi Sfira Somer, that says, Tisbru Chamishim Yom. It says, Admi Machras HaShabbos HaShviyas, Tisbru Chamishim Yom. So it sounds like it's 50 days, and it's not complete Shavuos from the first day of the week until Shabbos. We count 50 days from whichever day of the week it might be until you get to day 50. But then you have another pasuk that says that Sheva Shabbosos to me most Yena. That pasuk sounds like it has to be 7 full weeks that begin on a Sunday, that begin on a Yom Rishon. So how do we reconcile the two pasukim? One that implies that it's 50 days beginning whenever, in the middle of a week, and the other that implies that it's 7 full weeks, and full weeks begin on a Sunday. So kan be Yom Tov Shechalios B'Shabbos, kan be Yom Tov Shechalios B'Emtzos Shabbos. Because it had that could happen either way. Sometimes the Yom Tov will be Chal on Shabbos, and therefore Mimachras HaShabbos is the starting of the count is going to be on Sunday. And sometimes Yom Tov falls out in the middle of the weekend. Mimachras HaShabbos is not going to be on Sunday. Then there are other rayas that Tanoim brought to bolster the Taino of the Chachamim. So first the Gemara says, here's the simen to remember these Tainas. Shal Rabbi Eliezer Sofer, Rabbi Yeshua Moner, Rabbi Shmuel Ma'amer, Rabbi Yehuda the Mata. Simen. That's the simen for the four explanations that we're going to have. Rabbi Eliezer brings from Tispar Lecha. Rabbi Yeshua is going to bring a raya from the fact that the Torah says Mana Yamim, and Rabbi Shmuel is going to bring a raya from the Korban Omer, and Rabbi Yehuda is going to bring a raya from the fact that it says Shabbos in both places. So that's what the simen means. That it says Shabbos Lemaila and Shabbos Lemata. So Rabbi Yehuda Lemata, we say that. Okay. So now Rabbi Eliezer Omer Eino Tzarech. You don't need to bring a raya from the stira between the two psukim that one of them says Chamishim Yom and one of them says Shiva Shavuos. It's from the very mitzvah in the Torah that says Mimachras HaShabbos. It doesn't mean Sunday. Harehu Omer. It says Tispar Lecha. So from that you see Lecha Svira Tliya BeBeisdin, that the Svira is dependent on the Beisdin. Shehem Yodim Lekadish Yom Tov, that they're the ones that are Mekadish when the first day of Pesach is. They're the Mekadish Rosh Chodesh, and therefore they know when Mimachras HaShabbos is going to be that you begin the count. Yatz Shabbos Bereishis Shesviras B'Kaladam. So Mimachras HaShabbos is something that's determined by the Beis Din. Well, days of the week are not determined by the Beis Din. That was set into place at Sheshes Yimei Hamasa at Maisa Bereishis. So that's not determined by the Beis Din at all. So you see that it doesn't mean Shabbos Mamish. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, now we learn it from Binyanav, from Rosh Chodesh, that Amr Torah, the Torah says, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, the Torah says, Ad Chodesh Yamim, and it means, Mana Yamim V'Kadesh Chodesh, that you count a number of days, and then you Mekadesh, you Kaveh Rosh Chodesh. And therefore the Torah says, Ad Chodesh Yamim, to tell me that the Kaviyah of the Kaviyahs of the Chodesh depends on a number of days. So too, when it talks about Chag HaShavuos, it says, Tisru Chamishim Yom, so it's Mana Yamim V'Kadesh Atzeres. You count the number of days, and you Mekadesh the Yom Tov of Shavuos. So we see that Rosh Chodesh and Shavuos are both Chal after X amount of days. So Machodesh Samach L'Biyasa Nikr, just like when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, there's a recognizable simen when to begin the count, meaning on the 29th day of the month, which is the beginning of the Chiddush HaLevana. There's something that happens in the world in reality that indicates to us when to count. Afatzeres Samach L'Biyasa Nikeres. So too when it comes to Shavuos, the day that we begin to count is a recognizable day, namely that it's the day after the first day of Pesach. So it's on Tes Zayin Nisan, regardless of what day of the week it happens to be. V'im Tomar Atzeres Yol Machra Shabbos, Heich Tei Nikeres Mishal Faneha. And if Atzeres, if Shavuos was always going to be on a Sunday, then how do you, where's the hacker of what day of the month to begin? There is no Yom Kavua, because if the Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach is on Shabbos, you begin on Tes Zayin Nisan. And Tes Zayin Nisan, if Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach was on Friday, you'd begin on Yud Zayin. So there is no set time. Rabbi Shmuel says we learn from Binyanav from somewhere else that Amr Torah Havei Omer bePesach, that the Torah says you should bring Korban Omer on the day that you begin the Sefiras Omer. Right, the Sefiras Omer is bookended by two Korbanos, the Korban Omer on Pesach and the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos. So you bring Korban Omer on Pesach, the Shtei Alechem Batzeres, and the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos at the end of the Sefira. So Malalan, just like this. The Shtei Alechem that comes at the end, Regel Utchilas Regel, you bring the carbon on Yom Tov, namely on Chag HaShavuos, and the day of the bringing the carbon is the beginning of a Yom Tov. When it was the Shavuos is only one day, Tosfos points out, but nevertheless you could still say it's Tchilas Regel, because someone who doesn't bring it on Chag HaShavuos has 7 days to make it up. Right, there is a Tashlum. That's why a lot of people don't say Tachnun for the whole week after Shavuos, because it's still the day that you can make up for the Tashlum for the carbon. So that's still called Tchilas Regel. You're supposed to bring it at the Tchilas Regel on the first day of Shavuos, the only day of Shavuos. Afkan, so too by the Korban Omer, Regel uTchilas Regel. They bring the Korban on the Yom Tov and from the beginning of the Yom Tov, meaning on Motzai Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. But if Mimachras HaShabbos meant on a Sunday, so sometimes that's at the beginning of the Yom Tov, but sometimes Pesach starts on a Monday and it's at the very end of a Yom Tov. So that's how we know that it means the day after the first day of Pesach. Pesach. And then finally, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Omer, that we learn from a Hekesh. Nemar Shabbos Lemaila, it says in the first pasuk about the Karban Omer, about the Sfiras Omer, Usfarta Lechamim Machras HaShabbos, Venemar Shabbos Lemaita, and it says about the second pasuk, which relates to the Shtei Alechem, that Admi Machras HaShabbos HaShviz Tisbru Chamishim Yom. So Mala Halon, just like when the seventh Shabbos that it's talking about with the Shtei Alechem, Regel Utchilas Regel Samuchla, the Regel is right after the seventh week is over. It's the day after the seventh Shabbos. So Afkan, so too over here by the Korban Omer, Regel Utchilas Regel Samuchla, that the Zman of bringing the Korban Omer is very close to the beginning of the Regel, meaning the day after Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, because and Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach is also called Shabbos. Rashi points out, where do we ever find Yom Tov Rishon that Yom Tov is called Shabbos as well? Because the pasuk by Sukkot says that Biyom Rishon Shabbaton, that so it calls it Shabbaton. So we see that that's a Shabbos, that it's a Shabbason. So the Gemara brings another brisa relating to Sfiras HaOmer, where it also explains how I know that Mimachras HaShabbos means the day after the first day of Pesach, and it does not mean on a Sunday. So Tanu Rabbanan, we have a brisa. Usfartem lechem. From the word lechem, it sounds like sheitei svira lekal echad ve'echad, that each and every individual is obligated to count svira. In the Chiddush Mimichasim L'Rashba, he says, how do I know that over here legabe svira so'omer, it means that everyone counts. Adrabba, maybe usfartem b'loshen rabbi means that the tzibur based in should count on behalf of everybody. So he says that if it meant that based in should do the count, it should not have written Usfartem Lechem, it should have just said Usfartem. From the fact that it says Lechem, that's what we darshan lekal echad v'echad. Now, the Gra says that no, whenever it's a din in the Tzibur, so then it's Dafka B'loshon Yachid, because the Tzibur is a unit. That's Klal Yisrael as a unit. So paradoxically, V'safarta would be Klal Yisrael, would be based in that as representatives of Klal Yisrael. Usfartem means every individual within Klal Yisrael. But you see, the Rashba doesn't seem to learn that way. But anyway, so Usfartem Lechem Shtei Sfira Lekol Echad Ve'echad. Mimachras HaShabbos. Mimachras HaShabbos means Mimachras Yom Tov, the day after the first day of Pesach. Oh, I know the Machras Shabbos Bereshis. But wait, how do I know that that's true? Maybe Machras Shabbos means Machras Shabbos Bereshis, not Mi Machras, the first day of Yom Tov. So the Brisa brings a few explanations of how I know that it means the day after the first day of Pesach. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hareyu Omer, Tisperu Chamishim Yom. Kol Sfira Shatzesover Lo Yehu Ela Chamishim Yom. That every year when you do Sfira, it's always going to be 50 days. You're never going to have more than a 50-day count. So if Pesach falls on Shabbos, you begin the Chamishim Yom on a Sunday, which is the second day of Pesach, and it doesn't matter what day of the week Pesach falls out on, you likewise count 50 days. Vim Tomar. And if you're going to say that Machras Shabbos, Machras Shabbos Bereishis, that it's always going to be that you count from a Sunday, Pam Shatamotzi Chamishim. Sometimes Pesach falls on a Friday, and therefore you're only going to begin the counting from the Sunday after it. So there's 51 days from the second day of Pesach until Shavuos. And sometimes Pesach is going to fall on a Thursday. Sometimes Pesach is going to fall on a Wednesday. Sometimes it's going to fall on Tuesday. Sometimes it's going to fall on a Monday. Sometimes it's going to fall on a Sunday. So the Miuchas Rashba asks, what's the raya from this pasuk? You could say that you count 50 days, Mimachras HaShabbos, meaning you start, whenever Shabbos Chalamoed is on that Pesach. So you start Mimachras HaShabbos, and it's always going to be 50 days, and it's always going to be that Shavuos is going to be on a Sunday. So he says that why would the Torah have said to count Mimachras HaShabbos inside the Yom Tov and not Mimachras any other Shabbos? It must be that we want to be masmich, we want to juxtapose or to associate the svira with the kedusha of the Yom Tov, and it must be that that Pesach in some way or another is being koveya this svira. So if Pesach has to be koveya the svira, it has to relate to Pesach. That's the point that they were making to the tzedukim and to the baitusim, that it has to be associated with the first day of Pesach, and if it has to be associated with the first day of Pesach, it's not always going to be exactly 50 days. It's not going to work out to 50 days. Then the Bryce says another reason. Rabbi Yehuda Maseir Omer, Eino Tzarech. You don't need the reason that we just gave. Hareyu Omer, the Pasuk says, Tispar Lach. So from those words, from Lach, we see, Svira Tuliya Bebezdin. That the sphere depends on that which Beis Din does. Beis Din is Mekadesh the Chodesh, and therefore Beis Din are the ones that determine when the first day of Pesach is going to be, and that first day of Pesach is called a Shabbos, Yatsa Shabbos Bereshis, Shesfirasa B'kol Adam, as opposed to Shabbos Bereshis, where everybody knows on their own exactly when Shabbos Bereshis is going to be. They don't require Beis Din to determine when Shabbos Bereshis is going to be, and therefore we know that this Machras HaShabbos means the day after a day that Beis Din were involved in determining when that day was going to be. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Rabbi Yossi Shita of Mimachres HaShabbos. Okay, everyone have a great day.